Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mental health issues are very common throughout the UK, and getting advice can often be hard to access. Hoping to change this comes an online assessment tool called MyGRIST, standing for Galatian Risk and Safety Tool, which will allow medical practitioners and also people at home to identify areas they could make changes to in order to improve their mental health. I spoke to Dr. Christopher Buckingham from Computer Science at Aston University at the British Science Festival about what this tool exactly is and why it is needed.
Well, MyGRIST comes from the GRIST original version, which was done for helping mental health clinicians understand and manage risks associated with mental health problems. Things like suicide, self-harm, harm to others, neglect and so on. And so over the years, we've been developing it for them, and it captures the way that they do their own risk assessment. So it's a kind of psychological model of how they do it. And that allows us to provide this expertise to people in the community who don't have a mental health training. And that's the idea behind MyGRIST.
Walk me through this. Say I'm an individual, I've just lost my job, I'm facing a lot of stress at the moment. How do I go about accessing this website and getting the advice and support that I need?
Well, first of all, just to say that we'll be releasing it publicly in January, so you can't actually get to it straight away. But when we do, we'll be providing people with direct access to the website, and it will allow them then, without any further technology, they can just use ordinary web browsers to go into what is effectively a dynamic and graphical tool that guides them through assessing their own issues in their lives that may be causing risks, such as suicide and self-harm, to tap into this expertise that we've got from our mental health clinicians. And that will provide them with direct and immediate advice about where those risks are coming from and how best they can manage and support themselves.
So this has firstly been released to medical practitioners. So I believe you've been building up a database. Was it 500,000 assessments that have been done? So will this advice then be used for the service users tapping in?
Well, that's right. I mean, the actual model itself was based on how they structure their own knowledge and reason with it. So it's based on the way they think about risk assessments. But over those years that they've been using it, it's actually collected, as you say, 500,000 completed patient assessments with their own clinical risk judgments associated with them. And we use that data to provide the advice that would come from effectively a committee of experts.
And you described this as a patient-centric web of care. Explain what you mean by this.
It's patient-centric because we've been working with service users about how we can take this expert model of how clinicians do it and put it into a format that is much more conducive and sensitive to the way they think about themselves. The questions are asked in different ways. The risks are explored in a more dynamic fashion as well because they don't have the same constraints that the clinicians have on doing it. So in that sense, it's focused on the patient, how they understand their own lives, they put the data in, they make their own risk assessments as well, and they can be compared with the mental health clinician assessments.
So essentially, it's kind of empowering people to take the first step in order to get help. But do you think people suffering perhaps from mental issues already are capable of doing this?
It's designed really for any degree of mental health issues. So people who are just generally stressed in their own lives and just think that it'd be helpful to have some kind of understanding or better understanding of it wouldn't have a problem with it. I think if you go much further down where you've got, for example, mental illness such as hallucinations and delusions and that kind of thing, it's probably going to be more important that it's being done with their carer network, their friends and family, but also they're almost certainly going to have a clinical service looking after them anyway, and it'll be done in conjunction with their clinician.
There's perhaps a certain stigma still surrounding mental illness in the UK and perhaps globally. So do you think if people are speaking to a computer, that's easier than a face-to-face consultation?
I think it is. I mean, people who are under great stress and have mental health issues may find it difficult for one reason or another to talk to anybody. And any potential alternative form of communication, I think, is something that really should be tapped into. And not much has been done on that. But there's loads of research to show that people find it therapeutic to talk to a computer. So we see it as a kind of a listening ear, but not a listening ear that has nobody on the other side, but a listening ear where somebody will actually hear them and somebody will get back to them. So it provides them with maybe that last piece of hope that stops them doing something very, very drastic.
The online tool will be open to the public early next year. To find out more, go to www.egrist.org.